By the way, I dropped that one F-bomb for you. I know I'm supposed to
welcome to NBC, baby.
Exactly.
Welcome.
15 years of Disney.
Yes.
Matthew Berry unbuttoned. See, here we go.
There you go.
He'll be wearing boxers by the next time he comes on
100%.
Here we are again, Chris Sims Unbuttoned, PFTPM Joint Megapix Podcast, joined by the great Matthew Berry and the great Jay Croucher. Everybody's great, except for me, especially when it comes to props. That's what we're doing today.
But let's be clear, Jay's slightly less great, right?
Why?
More great? He's significantly less great?
I think he's in the great. I mean, if we're going to go slightly less great, let's just go with Mike. I like the way he did it. Let's just leave it there.
Right. I've always liked Chris Sims.
See?
Yes.
I really wanted to say something else, but I'm still confused as to when and where we can curse this week.
Well, so we can do whatever we want.
We're doing props, bets, draft today.
Yeah.
So I think it's three rounds.
All right.
And I think we're just going through our favorite props for Super Bowl 57. Chiefs-Eagles, if you haven't heard. And if you haven't heard, where the f*** have you been? All right, let's get to it. We'll start with Jay down at the end.
Yeah, a lot of big names in this game, Mike. So I'm going to go with the biggest of all. Kenneth Gainwell, over 19.5 rushing yards. He's had 26 carries the past two games, and he's set at 19.5. He's kind of become their closer, their change of pace guy. I think he gets to at least 20 yards in the Super Bowl on the ground.
Wow. All right. He's the he is the master of finding the value number that seems too low.
Yeah, I like the niche.
Right? And I do. I like that too. Where did you even find that? That's where I'm trying to look in. Like I want to find that too. I didn't even see that prop there.
Kenneth
Gainwell.
Well, you got to dig deep for Kenneth Gainwell. Yeah. That's why he's going over.
You got to dig. All right. All right. Good. All right. All right, you're Matthew. I think you're up next there, buddy.
Am I? I thought it was somebody else.
Well, we went the wrong way. He's a host. Like we already described. He's the one we got to bring up.
I thought we were supposed to talk about the game first and then do the picks.
I have no idea what we're doing. I have nothing left. So whatever we talk about is what we talk about.
All right, fine.
We can talk the game right now. Let's talk the game for a minute.
All right, I'll do my prop first. Isaiah Pacheco over 11.5 rushing attempts.
Damn it.
Okay. So he's had 12 more carries in 8 of the last 11 games overall. You think about what Jerick McKinnon has done over the last couple games. They're using him as a blocking back, honestly, because they trust him more in pass pro. They've got to protect Patrick Mahomes and that ankle. I think this game is close or the Chiefs are winning. And so Pacheco, who's the hammer, look, I know they activated CEH, but I don't think you see a lot of him. So Isaiah Pacheco, who had 57% of the snaps last game against Cincinnati, proved himself. I don't think he comes off the field. Give me the over 11.5 rushing attempts.
Okay, that's a good one. You want me to go here?
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go for a big one here.
Okay.
I'm going to go for a number that I did not think I was going to be talking about. Because I think there's, like, at some point, and I know we're going to discuss the game, there's a lot to stop on that Eagles offense, right? Like, you've been talking about it all year, right?
Yeah, 100%. Ride or die, Jalen Hurts.
We know the offensive line's great. I got to think the number one enemy of the Chiefs is, we have to make sure we don't get overpowered and steamrolled in the run game. At least that's my thought. I don't know if I'm right. But then I think that's going to lead to A.J. Brown time. I think they're going to pick their poison here, and I think they're going to go, you know what? We have to stop the run, or A.J. Brown gets 100 receiving yards, right? They're going to pick stopping the run. I'm going to go with A.J. getting his 100-plus receiving yards in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is what I know. It's a bold one there, but I don't think they can double like they did. The Chiefs defense can double like they did the Bengals with Jamar Chase or T. Higgins, because I think the threat of the run game and having the extra people to stop Jalen Hurts kind of limits that to where they're going to have some one-on-one opportunities.
I think something with that too is that all season the Eagles have been playing with a lead. So A.J. Brown, his season stats have been deflated because the Eagles, they haven't been only 1.5-point favorites all year like they are in the Super Bowl. They may need to throw more than any other game.
Keep their gas, the pedal on the metal a little bit.
And again, you think about how you want to attack the Chiefs. Again, no team in the NFL gave up more touchdown passes than the Chiefs this week. I feel like if there's a weakness to that defense, it is the secondary.
Matthew, I cursed you for taking Isaiah Pacheco rushing attempts over.
Okay.
I'm going to take Isaiah Pacheco rushing yards over. It's only 48.5. And
this guy
runs with an intensity and anger. It just jumps off the screen when we watch those games. And I think that the run game is going to be a big part of this because Patrick Mahomes still not 100%. I know he's moving around better, but use those running backs. Move those chains. Keep that clock going. You know, I can see the Chiefs getting a lead and just kind of being methodical. And Pacheco's a big part of that. I just love what he does. And I saw 48.5, and I think that's 22 low. Anytime I have that kind of reaction, then I'm going the over, because I figured it would have been around 65 for Isaiah Pacheco based on the way that he's been playing. So that's mine, which probably means he'll have 4.8 yards rushing in the game, not 48.
Okay, I like that. All right, I think I'm up next.
Where are you there? Where I want to find that on my computer.
I scrolled.
What page are you on?
There's a scroll.
Yes, it is trouble. I want to find that, and I can't find it. I don't know where I've gone
wrong. The MGM
here.
App works fine. Yeah. It's Chris that's the problem.
No, it is. It is. It's Jay. Where, yes, it is.
Welcome to our segment, Old Man Tries to Find
That is me.
I mean,
that is
unbelievable.
Me. Okay, go ahead.
All
fine.
Right, my next one. Jalen Hurts to throw an interception is +115 on BetMGM. Now, I know he hasn't thrown interceptions all year, but I think that's because they've been playing with the lead. He hasn't had to take chances. He's going to have to take chances against Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs defense isn't amazing, but it's fine, and it's opportunistic. So I think Hurts will throw at least one pick.
One pick you're going with there.
Well, just to throw at least one interception.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. Okay, I like that one too. Go ahead, you start. I got to figure out which one I'm going to go here with. I got a list here, and I'm not finding what I wanted to find.
So Jay Croucher makes fun of me all the time
on
our show.
With reason.
Because I like kicker props.
Kicker props.
You know, they're not sexy. All they do is make you money. Give me Harrison Butker over 1.5 field goals. He's had 5 made field goals in KC's 2 playoff games so far, right? He's had at least 2 in both of the playoff games, multiple field goal attempts in 7 of the last 10 games overall. We think the Eagles' defense is pretty good, especially when they're getting close. Butker has long range. Andy Reid's not going to be scared to let him kick it, especially because I think if you look at sort of the fourth down, Sirianni is a much more aggressive coach on fourth down than Andy Reid. He's a much more conservative coach. So my guess is that the Eagles are going to play him tough. Harrison Butker gets at least 2 field goal attempts in this game. I think he nails them both. Give me the over on Butker, 1.5 field goals.
Wow, 1.5 field goals. Okay, all right. I think there's a lot of sense to that.
It's not
crazy.
Sexy. It's not sexy.
No, it's smart.
Just makes money.
It's smart. I hear you. I think there's a lot of sense to that. All right, I think I'm going to go with another big one here.
Okay.
All right? I'm going Kelsey. Okay. All right, and I'm going with the 10-plus receptions.
Okay.
All right? It's a big money one, I know, on the player prop thing.
Yeah.
But here's kind of my 2 cents, right? All right, first off, I think they're going to have game plan plays around
him.
The Philadelphia Eagles play defense and the way the Chiefs call their offense, I think it's going to be hard to double a guy like Kelsey. And I think with that group of linebackers, 5-man rush a lot for the Eagles, I think he's going to have some really favorable matchups. I don't think it's going to be a big yardage day, but I think we're going to have a lot of 6 and 8 and let's stay in front of the chains type completions from Travis Kelsey.
I found one I really like. Just scrolling through these because the BetMGM app works well, except on your computer.
I always use it.
I think it's my digital connection. Here is one that I love. Player to make first reception.
Okay.
Dallas Goedert at +1,000. Eagles win the toss or lose the toss and the Chiefs defer. Either way, Eagles get the ball first. Can't you envision Jalen Hurts with a quick 8 to 12 yard throw to Dallas Goedert just to get things moving, get things rolling, and he's the fourth lowest odd behind AJ Brown, Devontae Smith, and Travis Kelsey. I could just envision Goddard doing that. All right, last round.
Okay, I'm going Patrick Mahomes over 19.5 rushing yards. I think the angle's going to look better than expected. He's going to have to run with that pass rush over on Mahomes rushing.
You know what? I'll take a rushing quarterback prop as well. I'm going to go under Jalen Hurts' 15.5 rushing yards. He's been under this number in 8 of the past 12 games. I get it. The Chiefs have been bad against mobile quarterbacks, but I think they will make a point to stop him. And by the way, I think Jalen Hurts is more hurt than people
think.
I
think so, too.
As well, I don't think they're going to want to run him as much. I think they're going to need to win this on Jalen Hurts' arm. Give me the under 15.5 rushing yards for Jalen Hurts.
I want to go with his. That was my next pick. I mean, can I piggyback off that? Do I have to pick something different? I'm piggybacking. Well, I'm with you that I think the ankle's in a better state than people realize. He's going to have to move. He is one of the best scrambling quarterbacks we've ever seen in the history of football. And I think he'll have a number of carries where it's going to be 6 yards or 5 yards or whatever else just to kind of keep them in manageable positions. I'm going to go with the Mahomes over. I'm with you in that one as well.
That's right.
I'm going with first player to get a sack. Rookie who has done very well for the Chiefs this year, George Karloftis at +1,200. Again, it's just a gut feeling, but they're going to be worried about Chris Jones. They're going to be worried about Frank Clark, and maybe there's a gap there. There's a hole there. There's a way that George Karloftis can get around and get to Jalen Hurts. All right, that's it. Those are our props, our favorite props for Super Bowl 57. Jay Croucher, Matthew Berry, Chris
I was horrible.
Sims,
I'm sorry.
And me. I wasn't much better. Don't bet what we suggest, and bet responsibly if you do. Enjoy Super Bowl 57. We'll see you real soon.